Greetings. I am Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. Welcome to the Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. We start with a series of seven devotions emphasizing that Christ is the heart of the Great Sending. This message, The Sending Christ, was written by Reverend Dean Natisty. In John 20, verse 21, we are told, Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. The mission of God needs a risen Christ, not a dead king who went out in a flame of glory as a martyr on a cross. The evangelist John, an eyewitness to Christ's ministry, gives us what we need. He remembers the sprint to the tomb with Peter. Seemingly ever competitive, he remembers that he got there first. Peter goes in. John follows. They see only Jesus' burial clothes. John writes of himself at that moment, He, that is, I, saw and believed. Peter and John saw a tomb without a body and still had much to learn. In a tender encounter after they leave, though, Mary actually sees the risen Christ. He calls her by name and says he is ready to ascend to his Father. Mary tells the disciples, I have seen the Lord. In the blazing light of the resurrection and the reality of Jesus' imminent return to the Father, the mission of God needs something else, ascending. Those who see the risen Christ must be sent. And not just by anyone, they must be sent by Him. This is His mission. Those who see the risen Christ must not speak on their own authority, but on His. They must not depend on themselves or on one another, but on Him. So, on Easter night, the risen Christ appears behind locked doors to speak an understated common blessing to his frightened, cloistered disciples. He says, Peace be with you. He shows them his crucifixion wounds. The disciples' fear melts away in the gladness of seeing Jesus alive. You can read about it in John 20, verses 19 to 23. With no small talk, at least none recorded, in that locked room, Jesus turns to the business of sending. As the Father has sent me, he says, even so I am sending you. John recalls Jesus breathing on those 10 disciples. Perhaps this was a sign of the promised Holy Spirit. Perhaps it was his life-giving breath for the mission ahead. With the breath of life, though, Christ gives them what they need for their mission, the promise of the Spirit, and the authority to forgive and to retain sins. 8 days later, in an act of extraordinary individualized grace, he would come back for Thomas, who was absent on the first night. Jesus never envisioned a church kept in hiding behind locked doors, concerned for its institutional health and survival. He sends his followers into the world. To be sent by Christ is to share in the same mission on which the Father had sent his Son, the forgiveness of sins. The mission extends to the neighbor next door and to the neighbor on another continent. Only the one who went through the dying and came back alive could do this sending. a young missionary, fresh from the seminary, was being introduced to a village of indigenous people by the missionary he would replace. The new arrival responded to his introduction by saying, "In the wisdom of God and in accordance with the proper procedures of the church, following my matriculation with a Master of Sacred Theology degree and ordination into the holy ministry, I stand before you as a humble servant of the mysteries of God, announcing the sacred kerygma of Christ." The chief of the village looked quizzically at the old missionary as if to ask, "What did he just say?" The wise veteran of years of service in the mission field simply smiled and said, "This young man wants you to know that Jesus sent him here to your village with some really good news." It matters where we come from. To be sent means we come from the one with nail prints on his hands and feet, the one forever breathing life into his church and its witness. Wow. Think about this. How sent by Christ do you feel? That is, how aware are you each day that Christ has sent you on his mission to proclaim the forgiveness of sins? Or what about this? What does it mean to you that the risen Christ came back for Thomas? What does this say about Jesus, about Thomas, about you and me? As a mission-hearted Christian, try to give your best answer to this question: where do you come from? Wow. We certainly have a world that needs us. We certainly have a Savior who sends us. We come from him with a great message that he came the extra time to Thomas with. That he has come and he keeps coming looking for the lost. Please pray with me. Send us, Lord Jesus. Bring peace to our hearts. Breathe life into our witness. Help us to speak and live as one both humbled and emboldened under your authority. Send your church, Lord. Challenge us. Shake us up. Send us on a mission that can only be engaged because you are the one sending us. For your name's sake, amen. That's our first devotion, The Sending Christ. I hope you listen again soon for future ones that come after this. Have a blessed day.